you better not cry. It's not that I was an outright nitwit of a child. It's that the things even a nitwit could do with little or no instruction often confused me. Simple, everyday sorts of things tripped me up. Stacking metal chairs, for example. Everybody in class just seemed to know exactly how to fold the seat up into the back and then nest them all together like Pringles potato chips. I sat on the floor for 10 minutes with one of the things, as if somebody had told me, just stare at it. Concentrate hard, Augustine. Try and turn it into an eggplant with your mind. You can do it. The other children appeared to be born with some sort of innate knowledge, as though the action of folding and stacking child-sized metal school chairs was genetically encoded within each of them, like fingernails or a sigmoid colon. I seem to lack the ability to comprehend the obvious. From the very beginning, there had been warning signs. Like every kid just starting school, I had to memorize the Pledge of Allegiance, something that would, in many towns today, be considered prayer and therefore forbidden, akin to forcing a child to drink the blood of a sacrificial goat or unfurl a Tabriz prayer rug and kneel barefoot on it while facing Mecca. While I managed to learn the words, memorizing isn't the same as understanding. And of course, I was never tested on the meaning of the pledge. It must have simply been taken for granted that even the dimmest child would easily grasp the meaning of a phrase such as, I pledge allegiance, especially when that phrase was spoken while standing at strict attention and facing the American flag, hand in a salute above the heart. There was so little room for misinterpretation. It was the pledge of allegiance, not, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Still, if one of the teachers had asked me to explain the meaning of those words, which I chanted parrot-minded and smiling each morning, they certainly would have been shocked to hear me admit that while I didn't know exactly what it was about, I knew it had something to do with pledge, the same furniture polish my mother used, and that always inexplicably made me feel sunny. So each morning, as I spoke those hollowed words, it was the bright yellow can with the glowing lemony scent that I pictured. It was another, more profound misunderstanding that caused me so much trouble. As a young child, I had Santa and Jesus all mixed up. I could identify Coke or Pepsi with just one sip, but I could not tell you for sure why they strapped Santa to a cross. Had he missed a house? Had a good little girl somewhere in the world not received the doll he'd promised her, making her father angry? My confusion may have stemmed from the fact that I was being raised without religion, except for a brief and entirely baffling period of Sunday school. But I certainly never detected any theological undertones in my Sunday school sessions. Mostly it was just a dank, gloomy day spent in the basement of the Unitarian Church, where we were expected to play with old-time toys made out of metal, little figures like a nurse in a white uniform, a policeman, a child, a mother holding a skillet. The rest of the world had long ago moved on to plastic action figures, the newest ones with articulating arms and legs, Many were even holding guns. What kind of crazy school made the kids spend the day in a basement and play with some dumb nurse with a little cap like the one they wore on Black and White Leave It to Beaver? About the only thing you could do with these old things was pick away the lead paint and nibble the flecks. Tiny, crunch, salty. They didn't even have real teachers, just a bunch of ladies that were old and papery and drank all our apple juice. While I'd heard the words Christian, Catholic, and Jewish, I never connected them to Santa or Jesus. I assumed they were geographical terms like Canadian or military. Everything I knew of God and Jesus, along with Santa for that matter, I knew from television. And this just confused the issue further, because both Santa and Jesus appeared in continuous rotation on television at the same time each year, and both of them were pushing Christmas.